As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
I have resolutions to look forward to growing and even trying and expanding in something new in areas of work and passion and service and travel and self-care, and of course myself, my spirit, what lights my spirit, how can I continue to create my own magic.
Now let the magic begin.
Hello, and Jaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, the podcast. This episode is sponsored by Uncommon Goods, which, by the way, is such a unique store. I enjoy it. They've got many one-of-a-kind goods, Uncommon Goods, so take advantage of their offer at uncommongoods.com. More on them in the midst of the episode and in the show notes, as usual. Also, there will be a mini-sode this Thursday dedicated to the full moon this Saturday. And there is a special new offer for the Your Own Magic membership site where I release many meditations and journalings, among other things. And it is $22.22 for the new year, a one-time purchase at yourownmagic.life. One day I can hopefully own the .com, but .com is not me. It's yourownmagic.life. This episode actually inspired an idea as I was recording it earlier, an idea for a new meditation. So I intend to be doing that soon, but right now there are many meditations on the site, yourownmagic.life. I hope that you enjoy them. Many of them are old too, like 2017, but we will definitely need some more meditations for 2022, some new ones, which will be very fun to do. Also, this episode is very special. I mean, 2022 is just around the corner. So for this solo, I feel like sharing how I'm approaching 2022, how I'm reflecting on 2021, while I also invite and manifest and envision a beautiful, exciting 2022. I mean, 2021 was a very hard year, a very rough year on a personal level, of course, also, as we all know, on a collective level. But man, even almost as hard as, if not harder than, my Saturn return, surprisingly, completely different lessons. But I'm very thankful for them. I mean, the universe definitely likes to throw some challenges so you really know what you share instead of simply just understanding and reiterating what other people have learned. It's kind of amazing when you actually can see the light of the hardships in the moment. So I'll be sharing pieces of my reflection process, which is very simple and anyone can do and carve just a little bit of time or a lot of time to do. But if you have a journal, it's not going to cost you another dime. So it's nice to take the simple grounded tools and really dive deep using what most people have access to. And then, of course, after reflecting, or before, or, you know, you'd toss back and forth between, it's nice to envision and manifest. That is part of the fun of the new year. Pocket what resonates and just brush off what doesn't. But I'll also be sharing how I'm building new habits and letting go of some old ones in a slow, steady manner for sustainability. Of course, there's not one formula for manifesting for the new year, but I do believe that reflecting and perhaps releasing some shadows or whatever you're going through, while also slowly building the habits towards whatever your main resolutions are, is going to help you manifest whatever that beautiful resolution is. With all that being said, let's get on with the show, shall we? And now, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with the special New Year solo. I believe it is fair to say that it's a tale as old as time. Every New Year comes around and so many people are creating their New Year's resolutions. And long story short, midway through the year, or honestly more likely the first quarter of the year, they give up for a variety of reasons. I am not anti making resolutions for the new year. In fact, I love any excuse to manifest and envision a future. That's why every month I check in and reflect and manifest, and I pay attention to the lunar cycle. I love that it's 11:44 a.m. right now, and I see it as a sign that what I am experiencing and what I'm talking about is meant to be shared for whatever reason. I love that the new year is a time marker to reflect on the past year and envision a beautiful new year, especially after the year we've all had. It was such a challenging year. So why not? Why not set resolutions? Why not set intentions? Why not look forward to a new experience in life? And why not shoot for another North Star for this year? For me personally, this year, my North Star will be focusing unapologetically on new passions that I love while also expanding in the experience I already have now that I feel so grateful for and blessed to be experiencing in life. Now, I know that for a lot of people, the new year is also an arbitrary date, which I have been on board with in years past, where I was like, why set a resolution now when you're likely to give up? Why not just do it at any other time in the year? But there's some energetic shift that I feel, and I'm sure many of you also feel, at the beginning of the new year. You do wake up feeling fresh and new. I'm excited for that feeling again on January 1st. Even though it's a little different every single year, there's still a new, fresh feeling, a transition that it's like we all collectively witness and went through. And our world needs it. Our world needs to look forward to something versus holding so heavily onto the past and what has happened. Of course, we hold all of that in our hearts. It's been such a traumatizing year, past few years for the collective. But on a personal level, what if we can allow 2022 to be a year that feels so fresh and new and exciting, and we begin to design and create something to look forward to? Now, before we design, or I share how I'm designing and envisioning and reinventing myself for the new year, I'd love to share how I've been reflecting on this past year, which has been, of course, very hard on a personal level, as well as I've been paying more attention to the collective than I usually ever did. I used to disconnect from the world and not really know what was going on, but I'm a human in this experience during this time, and I've felt such a strong pull to connect more and to know what's really going on and to tune in and to be conscious of the sources that I'm listening to. We're all navigating that. I think for most of us, all we can do is our part. This episode will just be focusing on what we can do on a micro level ourselves to have a better year, or at least prepare for a better year. When it comes to reflecting, I mean, I find reflection to be a necessary piece of envisioning the new year, because as we reflect, we can release some shadows, we can unlock some hidden gems that we never really paid much attention to or mind to, and we're able to bring awareness to simply how we've grown and evolved. And we often don't even realize how much we've grown and evolved, especially if we feel stuck or stagnant. Sometimes it takes just a pause and a moment to close your eyes and look back on your year to see, wow, there actually has been some beautiful gifts and highlights. When I did this, I sat there and I closed my eyes and I wanted to bring to mind what I was holding in my heart, what moments I really treasured the most from the past year. And what came to mind was my best friend for almost 20 years. She had a baby She had a baby. And so now I have another little nephew, it feels like. And spending time with her and him throughout the year has been indeed a highlight. So him coming into our world has been a major highlight. It makes me feel like this entire year was worth it for his existence. And also, I was able to spend more time with my parents this year. Instead of traveling and floating around the world, I was able to really ground and just see my parents more. Also, another highlight was starting a dream of mine, which was a boutique. Even though that is launching in 2022 and something that I'm looking forward to when I envision my future, it's been nice to prepare. So even though this year has been so hard, I think that we can find some pieces of light that really bring lightness to our heart and make us realize, okay, this year wasn't so bad after all. But also, it's a time as well to reflect on the hardships and to perhaps see what in those hardships, what maybe behaviors or habits may have led to that experience, or if it was something that was completely out of your control, then what lessons you have learned from that experience, and is that something you want to carry with you into the new year? Perhaps a lesson you do, but maybe the energy from the hardship, it's time to look at and unblock and release. We have so many episodes on getting past the darkness and dancing with the darkness to release it. So I highly encourage you towards this tail end of the year to really feel all the feelings so you can at least feel a little more refreshed and rejuvenated when 2022 comes around. The new year is also a great time to release the shadows. I do genuinely believe that when we want to manifest something, we also need to see what pieces of us might be preventing that or resisting it. If we want to align with it, there might be parts of us we might want to look at in order to align with it. And it doesn't mean that everything needs to be roses and sunshine and rainbows, but it simply means that perhaps there's new habits and behaviors that we want to look at in order to change. And there's a theory out there called the compound effect, which I deeply believe in, where we tweak or introduce new habits and behaviors. We don't see a drastic change right away, but in time you see change. And so perhaps as we reflect back, we can look at what are some habits and behaviors that led to where we are today, and are there some that we want to continue to keep and expand on, and perhaps are there some that we want to let go of? Maybe you introduce meditation this year and you can see and feel the change in yourself, in your soul, of who you are today. And that's something in and of itself to completely embrace and carry into the new year. But maybe there were some other bad, or not necessarily bad, but it just doesn't resonate with your human. Maybe it feels like it's a little unhealthy for your human, habits and behaviors that you want to release. I already did release a few of mine. I know that I was feeling overwhelmed and overstimulated for a period of time, so I simply eliminated certain things so I can bring more ease and alignment into my life. For example, just letting go of social media for now. I know it's only temporary, but it's been so pleasant. It's been so nice. I am so glad I listened to my soul on that one. Also, at the end of the year, if you've noticed, I haven't really had any new guests on because I was so overwhelmed and overstimulated with new information and a variety of information that I just needed to take some time to swallow what was going on in my reality. And of course, I didn't want to take a full-on break from the podcast, so each week I've been sharing pieces of that, of me, of insights, whatever else is lighting me up at the moment. That has been very rewarding as well, and it's been nice to take a little break from having new guests on. And so, reflecting on what might be overstimulating for you, what might be overwhelming for you, it might be nice to eliminate or completely detox from certain areas in life. There's nothing wrong with that. So as I journal, I am stream of consciousness journaling, just allowing whatever to come through to see all this and see why did I feel the need to eliminate certain things on a soul level? Why did this hardship happen? And Was it actually a blessing in disguise, or just simply a lesson I needed to learn that I can carry into the future? And I also asked myself in my journaling, what would I have changed this year? If I were to do this year differently, what would I have changed? I looked at that and I answered why. And yeah, it might have made a difference, but I've learned this lesson for a reason. Since you can't change it, perhaps the only thing you can do is move forward and take a valuable lesson from that experience. So really look at and sit with, what is that valuable lesson? And I do genuinely believe with every fiber of my being that when we reflect and we unlock these shadows, we no longer will carry certain energy into the new year that we don't necessarily need anymore. So we'll release that energy, but we can also continue to invite and reignite old energies or the energies that have been with us that have helped move our human forward or have helped our human enjoy and feel blessed and grateful for the present. So I highly, highly encourage before you manifest and envision the future to reflect. And if that sounds too overwhelming, keep it simple, keep it light, keep it short, but at least you have it documented on paper or on your computer what were the highlights and the hardships of your 2021 year.
I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
All right, now moving on to the really fun part, the envisioning and the reinventing of the self for the new year. So you reflected, and now you likely have a better idea on what energies you intend to release so they are not carried with you throughout 2022, and what energies you'd like to carry into the new year to help you work towards your North Star and your resolutions. So first, looking at our North Star. Now, metaphorically, I see the North Star as your personal mission statement. What is shining most inside of you that continues to allow your human to want to pursue and move forward and not give up? So for me, I'm going to continue to remind myself that I am working on my passions unapologetically, and I'm pursuing fiercely, unabashedly, just allow myself to really go all in on my passions. That is my North Star personally. And so, you know, that is what came to heart. And so for you, perhaps you can take some time and meditate on that. What do you think is going to light you up most? What pursuit do you think will bring the most abundance to you? And I'm not only talking about monetary abundance, but, you know, just feeling so fulfilled. And I know for me, when I follow my passions fiercely, that brings me so much joy and lightness. So I'm going to be doing a lot of that unapologetically. That's my North Star. And then I have a variety of resolutions as well. So personally, I have resolutions to look forward to when it comes to growing or even trying something new in areas of work and passions and service and travel and self-care. And of course, expanding myself, my human experience, my soul, my own magic. Now, to keep it simple, because that seems like, oh, that's going to be a lot of resolutions to pursue, but I am choosing at most 2 resolutions for each of those areas of life. And if you want to, you can also add financial goals or physical goals or another type of experience type of goal. Like, honestly, there are a variety of resolution areas that you can look at. Family resolutions, love resolutions. But those were the areas of life that came to heart, and I was the most excited to have many resolutions in. And so I have many resolutions for all of those. But when you look at the resolutions, in order to achieve the resolutions, it's very important as well to begin building habits that are going to help elevate you to achieving those amazing resolutions. So for me, for work, I see EuroMagic evolving to basically like a EuroMagic version 2, a season 2, as I've evolved and my focus has transitioned. That's where I also see EuroMagic evolving and also revamping, and I want to create an opportunity to have a whole new world of guests. And I think that that is something that I love to manifest for 2022. And also, I am really excited to launch my boutique. And so that is something that I look forward to in 2022. And then in the area of passions, writing, of course. I'm back on the bandwagon of writing poetry. I'm re-inspired. So to really continue to do that, perhaps I can actually submit a final draft to my publisher without unapologetically without worry, and remember my North Star in that sense, along with writing scripts for fun and acting, whatever lights my human, the passions that genuinely light my human, and also talk about the experiences on the podcast with you. So passions and work kind of merge. And then when it comes to travel, I definitely would love to visit a Nordic country. I'm very drawn to the Nordic experience, like Denmark or Finland or Sweden, Switzerland. I know I have Danish in me. I think that the place I want to visit the most is Copenhagen. There's a reason why that area of the world is also the happiest place on earth. So it would be nice to visit that side of the world. There's a lot of ways that their system is set up that I believe is best for most humans. There's a reason why they are the happiest countries in the world, and I'd love to surround myself with that energy. So that is my dream for travel. Actually, at the top of that list, the tip top of that list is New York. The number one place that I want to visit is New York for a long period of time. But if I do decide to travel overseas, the top of that list is Copenhagen. Also, when it comes to traveling, I mean, I obviously want to travel the world, but I noticed that a lot of places I want to travel to, I have pieces of in my DNA. So have you ever taken like a 23andMe or an ancestry test? I have, and I have one theory, a little conspiracy, if you believe in past lives, that perhaps you have experienced a life in places where your DNA shows up. It's pretty cool to see that. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if I've had a life there. And yes, Denmark is on my DNA list, along with a lot of places all over the world, on my dad's side at least. And so it's just a theory. It's just a theory. But let's be honest, even past lives is a theory. I think that we'll know everything is for certain once we pass, but it's nice to learn the likely possibilities and what we feel connected with while we are human in this life. And the next area of life is service. How can you show up for the world? Can you donate? Can you volunteer? Can you do things just in your local area that help uplift the community? Can you educate yourself in certain social issues? So whatever tugs at your heartstrings in that area, I think that service is an important area of life to be on most everyone's list. And then, of course, there's self-care, which there are a variety of methods of self-care. And you already likely have some sort of routine that allows you to show up for yourself or take care of your human physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And throughout the podcast, we have a variety of tools on self-care as well. For a lot of people, it might be they need to drink more water, especially right when they wake up first thing in the morning, or try yoga, implement yoga into their life, or allow themselves to decompress for at least 5 minutes every single day, whether that be meditation or just allowing themselves silence and space, or embracing the sunrise with your cup of coffee. A very small act of self-care that you think that you can at least do weekly, that you know will light your human and keep your human grounded and bring more ease and peace to your human. And then, of course, you. Basically, everything that we looked at is going to result in a happier, healthier you. And so we talked a lot about areas and a North Star, but maybe for you, it might be fun for you to script out or write an experience that you will like to have in life that has nothing to do with any of the areas or things that we talked about, but just something, a feeling you would like to experience for yourself this year. And who knows, maybe somehow that feeling will manifest. But all the above is allowing you to really tap in, ignite, and create your own magic for the new year. And it's nice to get a head start in designing this. Now, in order to even get close to accomplishing these, it's hard to just imagine ourselves sprinting, going full force, and then allowing it to manifest. In some cases, that happens, but most of the time when you start off with the extreme in anything, we often hit a wall sooner than we wanted to. And that's why a lot of people give up on their resolutions. And that's why a lot of people feel best with choosing just one resolution, not even looking at the different areas of life. And if that's you, great. So no matter if you have one resolution or six, what is the best approach, in my opinion at least, to actually accomplishing this resolution? And in my opinion, I do believe it is building habits that have to do with that resolution and building them slowly. So for example, let's say that you're someone who wants more ease and peace for yourself and you want to begin meditating and you want to implement the habit of meditation into your life. Perhaps it's even one of your self-care goals. Well, if you want to begin doing this, I highly recommend, instead of just jumping right to the 20-minute meditations each day, I highly recommend that you build your mental capacity to sit and meditate and really learn and observe the power and effects of meditating by taking it slow. So begin with a 1 minute and a 2 minute and maybe a 5, and then perhaps a 10, 12, 15, 20 minutes of focusing on your inhales and exhales. And you can find guided meditations to help you slowly work your way into building a meditation habit. That is one thing that I'm adding for the EuroMagic membership site for those who want to begin incorporating meditation into their daily practice. I think that everyone could honestly benefit from learning how to meditate and incorporating it into their daily practice. But hey, that's just my personal opinion. But regardless, whatever your resolutions are, to find the habits that are going to help guide you to those resolutions and incorporate them into your life slowly. I can't emphasize that enough. You know, what are some great examples? For example, when people want to lose weight, it's scientifically proven, and I've also experienced for myself, that you have two routes. You can lose weight fast or you can lose weight slowly. And it seems that those who do lose weight slowly sustain it for longer, if not for life, compared to those who rapidly lose weight. It just comes back on so fast. And then some. Or if you want to begin running and becoming a runner. I know I used to run miles and miles a day, but I had to build up to that. And first you might learn how to run a full mile, and then a 5K, 10K, work your way up to half a marathon and a marathon. And that indeed takes time, but you're slowly building the habit of running into your day-to-day practice. And you will be rewarded and reap the benefits. Reminding yourself that there is a compound effect that takes place. And if I do a little bit every single day and I slowly work my way up to my overall goal, then I will achieve it. This day and age, maybe you want to be a TikTok influencer or something amazing, then have your goals of studying TikTok, for example, or seeing what side of TikTok really excites you, and then perhaps drafting what you'd like to create. I don't know, I'm just speaking from the top of my head, but making it a goal to post every single day, or maybe you start with posting once a week and then three times a week and see what you can build from that. Or maybe your goal is to write a book, and so every single day write a page, or every single day write a paragraph to at least begin working towards your book, or maybe even brainstorm different ideas for a book at first, and then begin writing an outline, and then begin writing a page a day. There are a variety of ways to go about anything, but to start slow and steady, you will accomplish whatever it is, I just know. And it makes it easier to not just give up. It's nice to also keep track of your progress. That's one of the beautiful reasons why I love to every single month reflect and then continue manifesting, just to also keep me on track and reflect on how I have progressed in
certain ways. And it's not only goal oriented, but soul oriented. And you can see one of the greatest lessons of the soul is to have some sort of goal and work hard towards that. And through that, you learn so many lessons that open doors and open streams of information to you. And will your resolutions, will your goals change? Yes, most likely. Will your North Star? Likely not. I think that's usually fixed and you keep that mantra in mind. I know that my resolutions do always shift and mutate. Like, who knows? Maybe next year won't be the year of Copenhagen, but it can still be something to potentially look forward to. I do genuinely think that New York is in the cards though. I really, really do. But our goals, our resolutions may shift. And that's okay, especially as life happens. But why not design? And you can re-look at it at another full moon or another new moon, and you can re-examine anything at any point. But right now in this moment is the time to get excited, as that is allowing you, opening you up to a vibration of abundance and joy. So just have fun with this, you know? We don't need to take it too seriously. But pursue it sincerely, what you genuinely feel you want to experience in this human's life. This human vessel, this one life this human vessel gets to experience is up to you. And have fun designing your 2022. Anyway, I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week. Don't forget that Thursday I will have an episode, a mini-sode for the full moon that is taking place this week. Also, there's a new special for new members for the Your Own Magic membership site at yourownmagic.life. That's the URL. And the New Year's special is $22.22. So basically half the price that the old one-time price was. And there are many meditations on the site for you to enjoy, along with journalings and more. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this ignited your soul and inspired you in some way, shape, or form to at least begin to think about your new year and not think of the date as just another day. It's indeed more than a day. It's a completely new paradigm we walk into. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and being a light in my life. I am sending my love. I appreciate you so much, so much. Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.